That's right. You have downloaded episode 38, our 2018 year in review episode. We have Matt and Josh here to play. We'll get to them in a minute. Aaron, how was your 2018?
Sorry. I promise they'll only do that twice. Walter and Gus wanted to say hello.
That is the most perfect sound clip to articulate how my 2018 has been.
It's time to drop the puck on the Sports Trivia Face-Off. That's right, you've downloaded episode 38 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. This will be our 2018 year in review episode. We'll get to that in a minute. Joining us today is the best co-host in the world, Aaron. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brent. Thanks for asking. I am coming to you live from cloudy gray Cohoes, New York, just a little bit north of Albany. I was up here visiting my friend Greg, who is the host of another sports podcast you may have heard of. It's called Blue Shirts Breakaway, if you like the New York Rangers or hockey or guys yelling at each other about hot dogs and sports and all sorts of stuff. Check it out. Thanks to Greg for letting me use his stuff. And that's why this is going to be so echoey, because this is not a studio. This is a high-ceilinged room.
Well, speaking of being echoey, I will echo your thanks to Greg for letting you use his recording facility for this episode.
I see what you did there.
Also joining us are Matt and Josh. Matt, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having us again.
Give us a little bit and reacquaint yourself with our listeners, please.
Sure. I live in Western Wisconsin, generally Minnesota sports fan, except for when it comes to college and professional football. I'm a Packer fan and a Badger fan. Otherwise, I'm a Twins fan and Wild and et cetera. So I work for the National Marrow Donor Program, bethematch.org, if you want to go and sign up for potentially donating cell products for people who have blood-related cancers. And I'm married with two kids and two basset hounds that you might hear throughout the show. So they like to howl, and they're loud and aggressive and fun. So that's me and my life.
By this point in the podcast, they would have already heard that, because that is so going to be our cold open.
Good.
And Josh, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, other than the fact that I'm hanging out in a basement with a Packer helmet behind me. life's pretty good. Once again, I'm Josh Bomback from Twin Cities in Minnesota. I'm a fan of all sports teams in Minnesota. No Packers, no Wisconsin, even though I lived here for a little while. I'm born and bred Minnesotan. I'm just looking forward to see if I can do better on this end again. Otherwise, maybe I'll just have to get back to hosting, because it's nice to know all the answers.
That's my approach.
That is the number one benefit to hosting a trivia event of any sort, is not having to know any answers. Speaking of knowing the answers, let's go over the rules.
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer five questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. Two intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
And here is where the rules will vary a little bit from what you just heard. This is our 2018 year in review episode, so all of the answers will be about events from 2018. Also, each player will only have two categories to pick from, and therefore there are no leftover categories. All the categories will be played. Matt, you are on the left on my Squadcast screen here, so I am going to give you the option of calling the automated coin flip, courtesy of Google.
It's my favorite part of the show.
Yep. Tails never fails.
Tails never fails. Hey, Google, flip a coin.
Okay. It's heads.
Except when it does.
It is heads, so Josh will be going first. In the first period, in the second period, Matt will go first, and whoever's trailing will go first in the third period. Josh, are you ready, sir?
I'm as ready as they'll ever be.
Your categories are Turn and Face the Strange, or You're Lucky It Wasn't in Yang?
Oh, boy. Well, this is my favorite part of picking wrong categories. So what was the first one again? Something about Strange, Face the Strange.
Turn and Face the Strange.
Sure. Let's go for that one.
Turn and Face the Strange. These are five questions about changes from the David Bowie song.
He made you work for that one, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Whew. Anytime he makes me sing on this podcast, I'm going to get the Basset Hounds howling again if they can hear me. Number one. What former head coach for the Hawks and Bucks replaced Tyronn Lue mid-season as the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers?
You hear them crickets? Boy, to be honest, I don't really have a clue. I can't even come up with a guess. Just for funsies, let's start this off with a bang, and I'm going to challenge Matt.
Ooh.
Matt, you have been challenged right out of the gate.
Oh, geez. If you got it wrong, I was just going to go with Johnson. So let's go with that one. Johnson.
Johnson is incorrect. Josh keeps his 10 points.
Woohoo!
The answer is Larry Drew. And we move on to number two. July 18th saw a blockbuster deal as the Los Angeles Dodgers acquired what former slugger from the American League East?
I have not been paying attention to baseball. Yeah, oh, I don't know, probably for a number of years now, unfortunately. I can't even come up with a name, so rather than trying to talk anything out and maybe giving Matt any insight, I am just going to pass.
And Matt, do you have a guess?
So this is frustrating me because the first time that I was on, the question about this player was one of the last questions in the face-off was about how many home runs he has in his career. He's a middle infielder, he's an infielder for the Orioles, and then he got traded to the Dodgers. And I can't think of his name now. Chris, darn it. I think he's a Venezuelan guy, so I think he has a Latin name, but I can't remember it. Now I'm totally blanking on it, but yeah. So I'm forgetting his name.
The answer is Manny Machado.
That's it. Yep.
I was I saw his last home run as an Oriole. We were at the game. It was like Orioles Rangers on the 15th of July, I think. Terrible baseball, like really, really boring game. But he had a home run, which was kind of cool. And then he got traded like 2 days later.
I got the answer after I didn't know it.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Once you hear it, you're like, oh, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, that was totally in there.
Number three. After spending nearly a decade with Real Madrid, Cristiano Ronaldo changed clubs and countries when he moved to what Serie A team?
International soccer. Lovely. I'm sure I probably heard it at one point, but this is just par for the course. This seems about a good category for me to, have picked. I don't really have an idea, and to be honest with you, I don't even know what teams are. I'm just going to go with Chelsea.
Chelsea is incorrect, Matt.
This is how little I know about international soccer, is what Serie A even means. I don't even know what that means. I mean, I know, my team is Bayern, and that's the only reason I know that as because I've got a cup over there that says something about Bayern. I'm pretty sure it's not Bayern. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere in South America, and I'm going to say somewhere in Venezuela, but I have no idea. So, not Venezuela, excuse me. I can't think of anything right now. Let's go with Azteca.
Azteca is also incorrect. The correct answer is Juventus. Serie A is the premier Italian soccer organization. It's the top league in Italy.
Sure it is.
Number four. Barry Trotz left his head coaching position with the Washington Capitals the season after winning the Stanley Cup due to contract disputes. What fellow East Coast squad scooped him up after relieving Doug Waite of his head coaching duties?
Hockey. Yeah, great. Right there, right along with international soccer. I'm going to go with the Islanders.
The Islanders is correct for 10 points.
Good pull.
Number five, what two players did John Gruden trade away from the Raiders for two first-round draft picks in 2019?
That, I do believe, would be Khalil Mack and Amari Cooper.
That is correct for 10 points.
Hooray. I went to law school with a guy named Amari Cooper who had played football for UVA, and I saw this on the ticker, and I'm like, there's... Is that the same guy? It's not the same guy. But I had a moment of like, wow, that was a drastic career shift.
All right, Matt, we are to you. Your category is You're Lucky It Wasn't in Yang. Want to take a guess at what the category is?
Wasn't in Yang? I don't know what Yang is. For some reason, when it first came up, I was thinking of Yao Ming, but obviously Yang isn't Yao Ming. So I was thinking it was basketball, but... I have no idea.
You're in the right part of the world.
You're lucky it wasn't in Yang. These are five questions about the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang. If they would have been in Pyongyang, it would have been a lot different. That's Ryan Clefcorn Myers. He will have an email address soon.
Thanks, Ryan. Horrible puns at sportstriviapodcast.com.
No, that would probably be, those would probably go to me too, actually. Okay.
There you go. Terrible dad jokes at.
That's all right. Number one, for the first time since Dick Button did it in 1952, we had a repeat Olympic gold medalist in men's singles figure skating. What country did the winner represent?
I didn't pay much attention to the Winter Olympics this year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. In previous years, I'm pretty good about following, and the Summer Olympics kind of holds a special place in our heart because my wife was pregnant with our kids in 2008 during the Beijing. For some reason, I think this, it's one of three countries that I can think of, but I'm going to guess Japan.
That's a good guess. That's correct. Yuzuru Hanyu was the guy. Mr. Clefcorn Myers states that he skates like water flows and he does quads like they're nothing, and he's probably the greatest of all time. Okay. He's got that going for him, which is good. Number two. I think it's which is nice. I bobbled a quote. Anyway, number two. Though Germany tied them for the most golds with 14, what country left Pyeongchang as the overall winners with 39 medals earned?
It's one of two again, and I want to, it's Norway.
Norway is correct for 10 points.
If the question is about Winter Olympic medal count, it's almost always going to be Norway.
Yeah, I always get confused because Finland and Norway are usually pretty high up there too, but I forget. Yeah. I always get those two confused as to which one is the Winter Olympics experts.
I think Norway is the one that always win the cross-country skiing events, like the biathlon and all the skiing is Norwegians.
Mm-hmm. In the medal count, Norway was first. Germany had 31. That was second. Canada was third with 29. And the United States was fourth with 23. Number three, John Schuster, Tyler George, Matt Hamilton, John Landesteiner, and Joe Polo became unexpected American heroes when they won gold in what event?
Pretty sure that's the 44-pound curling event.
That is the 44-pound maximum curling event. They basically look like your drunk uncles at a family reunion.
By the way, listening to your guys' podcast that you released yesterday this morning, and Brent, if you want to come up, there's about six or seven different curling places within a stone's throw of where Josh and I live. So come on up.
We'll grab a couple of beers
and we'll go do some curling.
Curling's so fun.
Yeah.
Cannot recommend it enough.
I probably need to lose a little weight before I go trying any athletic endeavors.
No, you do not need to lose weight to curl, my friend.
It's not particularly athletic. It's just, it's balance and precision and teamwork. The balance was what got me. I fell over a lot. But you're not like, your heart rate's never getting elevated or anything.
If you can bowl, you can curl.
There you go.
I was going to say, I bowled for the first time in a number of years about a year ago. And the first time I let the ball go, I just about went forward and face planted.
Well, I don't know if I'm ashamed or if I'm proud of the fact that I bowl in two leagues. So, I can't really make fun of people with bowling. So,
this is the third conversation I've had about a bowling league or been like privy to in the last 24 hours, which is weird. This is the most bowling. Yeah, it came up twice last night.
Well, it's interesting because I bowl in a weekly men's league on Wednesday nights, and my average in that league is somewhere in the 175 to 180 range. But then I bowl in a Mon Pa Saturday night league, and for some reason in that league, I average like a 145. I don't know why it's so different.
Weird.
I don't know what the difference is. The amount of beer? No, you got to drink more beer. That increases your aiming fluid. So
that's right.
Aiming fluid. Yikes. Okay.
I was going to make a reference to what bullfighters always said, but never mind. About what sharpens your eye, if either of you guys have heard that.
No.
Nope.
Bullfighters say they would traditionally will have sex with someone on the day of a bullfight event because they say it sharpens the eye.
Huh. I'd like to see the A/B testing data on that.
Well, I'm guessing there are a number of sites on the... never mind.
No, that's not... What is it, Rule 34?
Yeah,
exactly. Exists in the world that exists on the internet in a naughty place.
I do question the statistical validity of anything that cites Pornhub.com.
Oh, yeah.
Call me a skeptic.
Moving right along. Number four. Four Americans won gold in various snowboarding events. Name two of them.
The athletes, not the events.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good call.
I'm going to challenge Josh on this one because I think I got one and I know he's got the one too, but I don't think he's got a second. So let's challenge.
Look at that strategy.
Josh, you have been challenged.
How about White, Kim, Gerard, and I think Anderson?
Wow.
You want to
get more than 15 points for that, but Jackie, you only get 15 points for that. That was impressive, sir.
Thank you.
Nice job.
He knows his snowboarders.
Yeah.
Number five, Pita Taufatofua. That's spelled Taufatofua. Popped back up at the 2018 Winter Olympics, just as oiled up and shirtless as he was at the 2016 Games, where he was the flag bearer for what small Pacific Island nation?
Good work getting that in just one take, Brent. Very impressed.
Just one take.
Just one take.
Pacific Island. I remember seeing it, but I forget where he's from. I think it was pretty early on because I probably wouldn't have fallen asleep if it was later in the evening. So I'm going to go with Borneo.
Borneo is incorrect. Josh?
I love the logic in that guess, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I do believe he's Tongan. So from Tonga.
Tonga is correct for 5 points.
You got to go back, or I will read this flavor text, but this flavor text needs to be read. Yeah,
this is definitely flavor text that I don't want to read. I'll let you read, Aaron.
All right, here we go. He's dreamy, and he did taekwondo at the summer games, and he skied at the winter games, and also did super poorly at both, but whatever, he's a hunk. Which I will sign off on that. That is a true sentiment. They know what they're doing, those Tongan marketing folks. They're like, this guy, we're going to dump baby oil over him and give him our flag. And this is the only time anyone will ever talk about our country. And it's going to be great. And it was.
I have no opinion of that flavor text one way or the other.
I'm not going to add any comments at all either. So,
yeah. I'm perfectly comfortable in my masculinity. Thank you very much. Josh, you have a 50-30 lead heading into the first intermission. The first intermission question is this. As per the 2018 info from World Atlas, name the four most popular sports in the world by number of fans. Each of these is labeled as having at least 1 billion fans. So as per 2018 info from World Atlas, name the four most popular sports in the world by number of fans. While everybody thinks about this, here are some ads you can listen to or hit the fast forward button.
Yay, ads.
If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks.
We are back. The guys have their answers. As per 2018 info from World Atlas, name the four most popular sports in the world by number of fans. Each is labeled as having at least 1 billion fans. Josh, let's start with you.
Well, I feel confident with a couple of them. I'm going to go with soccer / football, cricket, basketball, and lastly, I went with baseball.
All righty, and Matt?
My list is pretty similar with one variation. I have soccer, cricket, basketball, and rugby. My logic was go with the sports that are the most popular in the countries that have the most amount of people. Rugby is big in India and in other places with large populations. So,
according to the World Atlas, the answers are in top place with 4 billion fans is association football or soccer. In second place with 2.5 billion fans is cricket. In third place with 2 billion fans is field hockey. And in fourth place with 1 billion fans is tennis.
Womp, womp, womp.
So both of you picked up 10 points. And Josh, you have a 60-40 lead at this point in time.
So just to run down the list after tennis, volleyball has 900 million fans in fifth place. Table tennis has 875 million fans because China, I guess. Basketball coming in number seven with 825 million. Baseball eighth with 500 million. Rugby in ninth with only 475 million fans. And golf rounds out the top 10 with 450 million fans.
So was now pro wrestling on that?
yeah, pro wrestling. Probably number 11, but the list only goes to 10. So it's impossible to say.
Not a sport.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're listing sports and you're naming pro wrestling. So I don't know. I think there's a disconnect there.
Pro wrestling, better known as punchy ballet.
So I went to the ballet in Richmond last weekend. I went and saw the Nutcracker. You want to talk about sheer athleticism. Holy crap, those people are incredible. Like, if depending on what definition you're using as a sport, you could argue ballet is a sport because those are the fittest people I have ever seen. And what they're doing with their bodies is incredible. So your move.
I've always thought that about the performers like in Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, yeah. They're so strong.
It's just nuts.
Yep. Anyway, moving on to the second period. Matt has 40. Josh has 60. Matt will be picking first in the following categories. Number one. No fun whatsoever, or I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. Matt, your selection.
Okay, no fun whatsoever. Probably has to do with, I'm going to guess that the no fun whatsoever has to do with teams that are consistently losing, and the king of the hill, top of the heap has to do with teams who won this year. So I'm probably would know teams that won better. So let's go with king of the hill, top of the heap.
All right. You are correct. This is a category on championships. Number one, behind the capable hands of Marin Cilic, what country defeated France at the 2018 Davis Cup? Matt?
Let's go with Portugal.
Portugal is incorrect. Josh, do you have a guess?
Well, I can come up with a guess. say the Czech Republic.
You were close. That is Croatia, is that country. The Davis Cup was kind of like the opposite of the World Cup this year. Number two. France, of course, beat Croatia in the 2018 FIFA World Cup final. What 27-year-old player for Atletico Madrid was the man of the match, in part to his penalty kick goal in the first half? Matt, this is to you.
You know, we had a French foreign exchange student here a few years back, and I remember talking to her and her dad about this summer. And I can't remember the guy's name. Let's go with Neil.
You know, surprisingly, is incorrect. Josh, you got a guess?
I really don't, and I can't even come up with a good French name for a, you know, Johnson or Smith. So I'm going to take a pass. I got nothing.
That's good, because I think he's from Mali or Algeria, so he doesn't have a French name anyway. So
okay.
His name is Antoine Griezmann, G-R-I-E-Z-M-A-N-N. So it's, yeah, not a traditionally French-looking name. Number three. What specific play did NFL Films describe as, quote, a play that the Eagles had never called before, run on fourth down by an undrafted rookie running back pitching the football to a third-string tight end who had never attempted an NFL pass before, throwing to a backup quarterback who had never caught an NFL or college pass before, pulled off on the biggest stage for football?
Pretty sure that's the Philly special.
He sure is. We also would have accepted the Philly. And on that Philly special, Corey Clement was the running back, Trey Burton was the tight end, and Nick Foles was the quarterback. Number four. In 2018, who became the first Puerto Rican baseball manager to win the World Series?
I can see his face.
Yeah, but what's his name?
Yeah. For some reason, the name Johnson, did like Davey Johnson or just John, I can't remember, because he's... Yeah, I'm just going to go with Johnson.
Lucky Johnson is incorrect. Josh?
What is his name? I am blanking on his name. For some reason, I have the name Correa stuck in my head. So I'm going to go with Correa.
Brent, you want to make a call on this?
No.
So I'm close.
You're real close.
First name, Alex? His name...
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. His name is Alex Cora, C-O-R-A, but I'm not entirely sure how it's pronounced. So I am cool with that. I know Matt is not, but I'm not going to ask Matt.
Sure, go for it.
All right, and number five. What team won the NCAA Division I women's basketball tournament by 3 points over Mississippi State?
No, I'm pretty sure Mississippi State beat Connecticut to make it to the championship game. But then who beat Mississippi State? I don't think it was a typical powerhouse team, but I'm going to challenge Josh.
Ooh, Josh, you have been challenged. What do you say?
I do believe Mississippi State didn't beat Connecticut. It was the team that won that beat Connecticut. And that would be Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is correct.
Dang it. If I had to guess, I was going to guess Notre Dame. So.
Oh, why did you guess?
Because I wanted to use my challenge.
Oh, well, fair enough. Interesting strategy. Josh picks up 15 points with a correctly answered challenge. Arike Ogunbowale hit a shot with 1/10 of a second left to win the championship. She did the exact same thing in the semis with 1 second left to beat UConn. So that was pretty cool. All right, kicking it over to Josh, you get to answer questions from the No Fun Whatsoever category. These are five questions about the No Fun League, or as it's known to its friends, the NFL. Number one. 2018 saw the discontinuation of what program, which saw Thursday night football teams wearing bright, solidly hued uniforms?
That had a name?
Yep.
Well, just for funsies, we'll see if Matt knows this. I'm going to challenge Matt.
Ooh, Matt, do you know?
Yeah, so it was like an alternate color thing, but Bash or color splash or color. Smash splash. It was something like that. It was like the I'm stuck on color, but I don't think it was color was the first word. It was the rhyming as alliteration. And it was like the, oh my gosh, this is going to kill me. And I'm down by like 25 or 30 or 50 points or something. So, it's the, come on, color clash, the Oh man, I don't know. I can't remember, but I can't come up with it.
You want to make a guess?
The color splash.
All right. I was hoping you'd pull it out of nowhere. It was the color rush.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah. So, Josh, that was a challenge, right? Josh keeps his 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
Nice call, Josh. I don't know if it was the first Color Rush game or just the first one I saw. It featured the Bills and the Jets, which meant they were wearing bright red and bright green uniforms, which meant that anyone who was watching that game who was red-green colorblind had no idea what was going on. And it was fascinating to me. This got through like multiple layers of bureaucracy to get to my television. I'm just like, why would you do this to people? Like, no one in the room looked at this and went, guys, people aren't going to be able to know what's going on.
The very last Rams game in St. Louis was a Color Rush game with the Rams and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it was bright yellow against bright red. And it looked like a game between hot dog vendors.
That's terrible.
And it was so bad, they moved the team.
Oh. All right, number two. University of Phoenix Stadium in Arizona changed its corporate-sponsored name to what? Though we don't know if they called Jake to close the deal.
Well, obviously it must be State Farm, but do I have to come up with what the... Is it State Farm Stadium? I mean, is that important?
It is State Farm Stadium.
Okay, good.
Yep. Number three to Josh. The NFL axed its annual game in Mexico this year for what reason?
I do believe it was because the turf was bad. Unacceptable field condition.
That is correct. It was caused by an unusually rainy season and several concerts and events that had been held in the stadium recently. Number four. Even though they still won't tell us in detail what it is, in the NFL's new catch rule changes, a third step, reaching or extending for the line to gain, or having the ability to perform such an act are given examples of what?
I'm not quite sure I fully still understand the question, but...
So, yeah, I can try and expound upon it, I guess. I'm not sure how to do it any better with the words given in the question, so you haven't answered anything yet. This won't be an unfair advantage.
Reminder, he's up by like 40 points, so just as you know, you don't have to give up.
That's fair. I don't have the score sheet right in front of me. So there's a phrase in the new wording of the rule, and the things that I said are examples of that phrase, but the NFL won't actually define the phrase concretely. They will just give examples of it. I'm looking for that specific phrase in the rule.
Is it like movement after reception or after catch?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Nope.
All right.
Matt, you want to take a stab at it?
A football move.
That's what we were looking for. Stupid. It is a football move.
It's a stupid rule is what it is.
It is a stupid rule, yeah. Yeah. This is why everyone hates lawyers. You can tell lawyers have their fingerprints all over that because it doesn't make any sense and no one knows what it means. Number five. The NCAA decided to try and be no fun either this year when they began considering banning what kind of fake play which gave North Texas a 90-yard touchdown against Arkansas.
I'm not exactly sure, so I'll take a guess like a fake spike, like a fake downing the ball.
That is incorrect. Matt, you want to take a guess?
I don't know that there's a name for the play, but it's like a fake punt return where you hide a player on the field and then they pop up and the whole team waves to one side and then the player just magically appears on the other side and has the ball and runs clear. So I don't know if that's a fake punt return or whatever. I don't know what the terminology would be.
Yeah, I have it here as a fake fair catch. So that's no good. Sorry. Going into the second intermission, Matt has 55, Josh has 110. I will give you the category, and you give me the winner of the 2018 ESPY Award. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you four ESPY categories. You give me the people that won it, person or persons who won it. Number one. Best male athlete and best NHL player. Number two, best male golfer. Number three, best National Women's Soccer League player. Four, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award recipient. Hint, there were 141 of them. And while they are thinking about that, here's something for you to listen to.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Faceoff, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Faceoff group on Facebook.
So, once again, I'm going to give you the category. You're going to give me the winner of the ESPY Award for that category in 2018. The first was the best male athlete and best NHL player. Josh, what'd you say?
I said Ovechkin.
And Matt, what did you say?
I also had Ovechkin.
Ovechkin is correct. He had a darn good year. Number two, the best male golfer. Josh?
I said Koepka.
All right. And Matt?
I said Garcia. Like one of the two male golfers I even know these days. So.
All right. Brooks Koepka and his biceps would have been a great guess, but the answer is Jordan Spieth.
Oh, Spieth.
Let's not get Aaron distracted with Brooks Koepka.
Number three, the best National Women's Soccer League player. Josh?
I'm going with the Lucky Johnson.
And Matt?
Hey, I guess what I guessed. I have no idea anybody who plays in that league. So, yeah, Johnson. She's fantastic. She's my favorite.
Johnson may be having a great year, but the winner of the ESPY Award was Megan Rapinoe. And number four, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. Hint, there were 141 of them. Josh?
My answer is weird. It's not really sports related, but I didn't know if maybe they gave it to someone else. But I went with the Orlando school shooting survivors.
Okay. Matt?
I went with the USA Gymnastics, the gymnasts.
All right. Yeah, we'll give it to you. That was the athletes that spoke out against Larry Nassar.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Good guess, though. So Matt picked up 10, Josh picked up 5 going into the third period. Matt has 65, Josh has 115. So Matt will be picking first. Brent, back to you.
Matt, you have your choice of the categories in the third period. They are I'm Not Crying, You're Crying, and that one Daft Punk song that says the same thing 144 times.
So I'm Not Crying, You're Crying. It's got to be about people who passed away this year, maybe. And then that Daft Punk song that says, isn't that every Daft Punk song? That was it's like, we got one beat. Let's go ahead and pound it, pound it. Let's go with the I'm Not Crying, You're Crying.
I'm Not Crying, You're Crying. These are 5 questions in which you must fill in the blanks of articles posted in 2018 from Onion Sports. That's reaching for a pun, and I'm here for it. Number one, you must fill in the blanks. Number one, Red Sox take out full page ad in blank, 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 reminding city they won World Series.
I'm going to go with New York City.
That is incorrect, Josh.
Los Angeles, California.
No, what we were looking for was New York Times.
Oh.
They took out the full page ad in New York Times to remind New York they won the World Series. That was the Onion headline. Number two, blank blank inspires Lakers with story about 0.2 rebound performance in game 2 of 2009 finals.
It's got to be LeBron James.
LeBron James is incorrect. Josh?
Well, the only name that I had coming up was also LeBron James. So let's see here. Got nothing much, so I'm just going to say JaVale McGee.
JaVale McGee is incorrect. He's the current head coach of the Lakers, Luke Walton.
Oh, okay.
Number three. Overly enthusiastic blank blank accidentally rips off upper body skin after scoring goal.
Trying to find the funny. I can't. I'm trying to channel into my Onion Sports comedy stuff here. Obviously, I just don't have what it takes to. I'm just going to say what seems to be logical, but it's not funny, though. But Brandi Chastain.
Brandi Chastain is incorrect.
Of course it is.
Josh?
I'm right there with you, Matt.
The next category needs to be what's happening on the TV behind Brent's head.
All
I don't have anything good. Lionel Messi.
That's actually pretty close. We were looking for Cristiano Ronaldo. Number four. Blank, comma, bravazo. Get into skirmish during Belmont Stakes weigh-in. This is to Matt.
So it was, of course, like, my favorite part about this whole deal is that right when we talk is when there's a whole bunch of movement or noise from upstairs. And then right when I have no idea what the answer is and it's silent, it's like, you know, pin drop silence.
You hear the crickets.
So it's probably whoever won the Kentucky Derby, and I forget. That's a couple of years ago was that one, but that's the only horse I can think of right now off the top of my head. So I'm going to go with American Pharoah.
American Pharoah is incorrect. Josh?
I do believe it's Justify.
Justify is correct for 5 points. Number five, should the blank be allowed to participate in the post-game celebration if the Patriots win the Super Bowl?
Man, I really picked the wrong stupid category here. Oh, man. I remember fondly back in the days when I used to do good on this podcast. Man. I'm out of challenges. So yeah, I can't even do that. We ruin all the fun. Because I, for some reason, thought when we were doing before, that's why I used that challenge. Because I thought we, anyway, because I'm stupid and didn't think about things. I'm going to go, I'm going to, it's going to be, which is this going to be, something stupid. So I'm going to call, I'm just going to say the Gronk.
The Gronk is incorrect. Josh?
I'm going to guess referees.
Oh, and that makes
is
sense.
Correct, yeah. For 5 points.
That's a good headline.
Josh, we are to you. Your category is that one Daft Punk song that says the same thing 144 times. Do you want to take a guess as to what that is?
Is that the Get Lucky or whatever?
These are 5 questions about sports around the world.
Oh, great. Around the world. That reference soccer.
That reference is completely lost on me. Number one. What country was ranked number one in test cricket for most of 2018?
I'm going to go with India.
India is correct for 10 points. Number two, at the 2018 FIFA World Cup, new Real Madrid keeper Thibaut Courtois won the Golden Gloves Award for his goalkeeping for what country that earned third place honors over England?
I do believe that's Belgium.
Belgium is correct for another 10 points. Number three, it was reported late in the year that what former head coach of the Boston Celtics, among many other teams, would be seeing Shamrocks once again when he became the head coach of the Panathinaikos basketball club in Athens, Greece.
I'm going to guess Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers is incorrect. Matt?
Former coach of the Celtics. Now he's in Greece. Jeez. Oh, I hate this. It's like bowling. Sometimes like I just get into a funk and you just lose everything. I feel like all of my 2018 sports information has just fallen out of my brain. I'm going to go with Kevin McHale.
Kevin McHale is also incorrect. The answer is Rick Pitino. Yeah.
And that's the vision I had in my head. I couldn't think of his name too.
Their logo is kind of interesting. It looks like a basketball with a shamrock on it. And we were talking earlier that we didn't know what the Irish population of Greece was.
Still don't.
But anyway, number four, British driver Lewis Hamilton won 11 of 21 races on the way to the 2018 championship of what racing competition?
Formula.
That is correct for 10 points. And number five, what team from Alberta won the 2018 Grey Cup over the Ottawa Red Blacks?
I believe that's the Stampeders.
Calgary Stampeders is correct for another 10 points. Josh, you picked up 40 points in that period. Matt didn't pick up any ground. So taking us to the shootout, we are at a score of 165 for Josh and 65 for Matt. And before we toss it to Aaron, let's hear how the shootout works.
In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
All right, gentlemen, you are going to give me the number that is closest to the correct answer for the following questions. Number one, the number of people that watched the Eagles defeat the Patriots in Super Bowl 52 on TV. Number two, the number of regular season games won by the Boston Red Sox. It's the most the franchise has ever won in a single season. And number three, the number of dollars stated in LeBron James's four-year contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. And while they are doing math, here's something for you to listen to that is not math.
Planning your own trivia event? Visit the Trivia Night Guy at TriviaNightGuy.com to purchase trivia questions in all categories for an event that will give your audience a challenging and fun night of trivia.
Number one, the number of people that watched the Eagles defeat the Patriots in Super Bowl 52 on the TV. Matt, what did you say?
1.7 billion.
All right. And Josh, what was your answer?
A little less. I said 1.5 billion.
All right. You guys both overshot by a little bit. The correct answer was 103.4 million.
And now a special message from the future.
Hey guys, this is Aaron checking in from the future to let you know that there was a little bit of confusion about this question. The question didn't specify that this was just the domestic viewership, but it was. The guys' answers should have tipped their hand to the fact that they assumed this question meant globally. And we didn't really address it during the recording, but we wanted to let you know that that's what happened, and that's why those numbers were so big.
This concludes our message from the future.
Number two. Number of regular season games won by the Boston Red Sox. It was a franchise record. Matt, what'd you say?
115.
And Josh?
I said 109.
You guys were both super close. It was 108. So Josh was off by one. Matt was only off by seven. It's impressive. And finally, the number of dollars in LeBron James' four-year contract with the Lakers. Matt?
Well, I knew he couldn't max out because he would have to have been traded by the Cavs and he was a free agent. And I think the max of a non-maxed out player is something like in the $17 million range. So I said $62 million for 4 years.
All right. And Josh?
I thought it was higher. I said $140 million.
So I don't know the ins and outs of NBA contract negotiations. I just know the answer I have here is $153.3 million. Yeah, he's real good at his job.
Well, the way that the NBA works with their contract, though, they must have to be paying a monster luxury tax because, and I thought he went out to LA because he didn't care about the money. He wanted to get money from other places out there, too, so whatever.
I mean, it's one thing to say, I don't care about the money, and another to turn down a contract that big.
Yeah.
So on that one, Josh was off by $13 million. But still closer than Matt. So Josh picks up the win on that one. After the shootout, Josh picked up three wins to sweep the shootout. He gets an additional 50 points. He did not get the hat trick bonus because he was way off on the first question, as it's possible most of you were at home as well. That puts our final scores, Matt 65, Josh 215. But really, you can't put a number on friendship. And I don't want to speak for you guys, but I had fun today.
I had a blast, personally.
You guys are still sitting in the same room, so that's interesting.
Now, if I'm lucky enough, I can talk Josh and staying around and drinking some whiskey or some beer with me. So we'll see.
Oh, man. That sounds great.
While Aaron gets to drive.
Twist his arm.
Yeah, Aaron gets in the car for 8.5 hours.
Well, I did bring you a bottle of whiskey, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Did you bring enough for the whole class?
If you were here.
Yeah. There's plenty.
Aaron, you can have my share. Josh, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yeah, thanks again for having me on. And this game went a little better than my previous attempt. And I'm kind of excited. I got a win. Woo! And I just want to say, Matt, I know this, you had my affliction, which was picking the wrong categories. So I passed that along to you, I think, by showing up at your house. So, but well played, my friend. And yeah, I'll leave it at that.
And Matt?
Well, I'm now 0-3 on my sports trivia face-off.
Oh, no. Shows.
I'm hoping the next time that I'm lucky enough to be on the episode, you could maybe recruit a wall or piece of wood. I might be able to win that one. So, yeah, that's my hope. And my, you know, there you go. Whatever that hockey puck is, I'm sure that'll be fantastic. Yeah, I can't see it. What does it say? Sports trivia face off. Okay. I'm sure that hockey puck might do better than I would, considering how badly I played today. So, with that, yeah, I mean, that's about all I got. Hopefully the Packers will pick a good coach tomorrow and my life can go back to normality.
And Aaron, I know you will be leaving us for a couple of weeks, but you'll be back. Anything you have to say in closing?
I hope everyone had a safe and happy new year and your 2019 is getting off to a great start.
All righty. For Aaron, for Matt, and for Josh, this is Brent. We will see you next time you download. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers. And the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer.
We are mutedly talking amongst ourselves.
Yeah, I was watching. What are you guys doing? You colluding?
Yeah, we're I'm colluding to give Matt the win.
Weird guys.
There's a big STFO point shaving scandal in the works, I think. here's one of those names again. Next time, I'm so moving all this to the second period.
Oh, come on. I just have to bleep out my swearing. That's on you.
I'm getting pretty good at it. Number 5. Pita Tuff. I got to practice it a few times. Taufatafua. Number 5. Pita Taufatu.
Easy for you to say.
The Davis Cup was kind of like the opposite of the World Cup this year. Croatia won, defeated France. Number 2. I probably should have read this before I added my own flavor text.
I knew it anyway.
Question number 2 starts thusly. France, of course, beat Croatia in the 2018 FIFA World Cup final.
Well, we can count Canada in there too, but Canada doesn't really count, so... Please leave that in.
They know they don't count. They're fine with it.
Oh, jeez.
Andy Saunders, all of other Canadians, we love you.
Hockey's not a real sport. Come on, people.
Hey, now. Now you've gone too far.
That should be the second rule of Sports Trivia Face-Off. No pro wrestling and no hockey. I'm just doing it just to mess with you, Brent.
And no Brent and no Aaron.
Yep.